Well, some of the preliminary work is beginning on the section of Line 5 under the St. Clair River at Marysville. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about this project is Enbridge spokesman Ryan Duffy. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us for an update on this project that we've talked a lot about in the past, but now it's finally beginning to come to fruition. Tell us what's gone on or what the next steps are.
Well, we are now doing the pre-construction work on the project to replace that section of Line 5 that crosses the river there in Marysville, and we are using what's called a horizontal directional drill, which would put the section of the line well under the riverbed. And horizontal directional drilling, or HDD, it's recognized in the industry as really the best way to do this, to have a pipeline cross a body of water, because it really minimizes the environmental risk through the construction and then operation, and it's the least intrusive option, so it's the safest way to do this. And what happens is you drill a borehole under the river, and then you pull the replacement pipe through from one side to the other, so in this case from the Canadian side over to Marysville. And then we're also going to be installing some new remote-operated valves that have continuous pressure monitoring on both sides of the river. So this really is the first phase, pre-construction work. We're bringing in some wooden construction mats, fencing, those kind of things. And then the actual drilling, we're looking to start in just a couple weeks, in March. And then the whole project would be finished in June.
Still working on some permits for this work, or is everything lining up pretty good so far?
Yeah, everything's in place and ready to go right now. You know, we have experience doing these HDDs at the St. Clair River. We actually did one for our line 6B78, which is close to where we're working now, just a short distance to the south there. We did that line. We also had a vector pipeline go through there with an HDD, which is a natural gas pipeline that we are part owners of. So we do have quite a bit of experience doing this kind of work right there at the river.
And obviously, you know, there's been a lot of talk about safety of the this underground line or underwater line. Is this going to be safer than the one that's in place now?
It will. It really will further enhance the safety of the pipeline there that provides really important energy both to Michigan and to Ontario. There was never any safety issue at all with the line, but this is really just an enhancement. It makes what's been a safe pipeline that much safer because it is so far below the riverbed there.
This, of course, is a massive line, Line 5, and I understand that there's an important meeting scheduled in a couple of weeks up in St. Ignace. It's the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority. Tell us why this meeting is significant.
Sure. So our Great Lakes Tunnel project is moving forward. It's on schedule. We're really focused on keeping it on track, and really 2020 is going to be a big year for work on the Great Lakes Tunnel project. There'll be a lot going on, you know, not necessarily a lot right out there on the water at the Straits, but still a lot of things happening. We're about to finalize our hiring of our contractors, so the construction company and design company on the project. We are putting in for some new permits on that project up at the Straits. We're going to continue to study the rock and soil samples we've been taking. So now this meeting that's been announced for the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority, you know, that it really is encouraging. It shows the project is moving forward. That authority didn't meet all of last year, but under our agreements with the state, the authority was set up to have ownership and oversight of the tunnel and really be a partner. So we wanted that partnership all along here. But our focus really does remain on keeping the tunnel project moving forward and to do the work we can do to keep it on track. But this meeting from the authority that's coming up here March 6th in St. Ignace, it's a good sign for the project in that we can keep moving forward.
What is the schedule for completion of this project? Obviously, you mentioned that the section here in you know, between Marysville and Ontario, that's going to be you know, right, you know, until early summer. But the whole project, Ryan, how long do you expect it to take?
Well, the Great Lakes Tunnel project, we've committed to starting construction next year. and then completing it in 2024. And of course, we would pay all the costs of that, around $500 million. So it is a timeline we've committed to, so it is really important to stay on track. And so this year is going to be a big year because we're also starting to build the tunnel boring machine this year, and that's the huge drill that's going to go through the rock under the lake bed, and just building that, custom built for this one-time use, that alone takes a year to build that machine. So we're going to be looking at starting that at the end of this year. So just a lot happening on a tight timeline, and it's really important to stay focused on that.
Absolutely. If people have questions about this project, Ryan, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, the best way right now really is Enbridge.com/line5. And if anybody has specific questions, you can email an email address that's right there on that site and ask us questions. We're happy to provide answers. We've been going around talking to groups all around the state, and we've been seeing a lot of support. We now have 19 counties, actually, that have passed resolutions supporting the Great Lakes Tunnel Project. So that's all the counties where Line 5 runs through the UP. So it's been great to see that support.
Well, we sure appreciate the update this morning, and we'll talk again, I'm sure, as this project continues.
All right, great. Anytime. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.